Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon this evening is from our readings, Joshua chapter 3 and Matthew chapters 3 and 4. It is one thing to travel across the wilderness in order to arrive at a destination, but it is quite another to wander around a wasteland for 40 years. The Israelites did both as they left Egypt and made their way to Mount Sinai. The plan was to continue on to the promised land of Canaan, and they did. But when they sent 12 men to spy out the land of Canaan, to see what their new homeland would be like and what would be required to occupy it, events took a dramatic turn. The spies returned and spoke highly of the land, but they were terrified of the people already living there. Yes, on the one hand, Canaan was a land flowing with milk and honey. But on the other hand, the inhabitants were giants and warlike. The spies spoke with fear, and this fear spread throughout the community of Israel. God's people were terrified. And in their fear, they refused to go forward. The people didn't trust in the Lord who had brought them out of Egypt. It was because of this act of unfaithfulness that the Israelites became wanderers in the wilderness for 40 years. None of the people who were 20 years old or older would dwell in the land of Canaan. The exceptions were the households of Caleb and Joshua, for they were the faithful spies who proclaimed their trust in the Lord's ability to give his people the land. All of the rest would die in the wilderness. Only their children would enter Canaan. It is one thing to travel across the wilderness to arrive at a destination, and it is quite another to wander around the wasteland for 40 years. The wilderness between Egypt and Canaan was a land of suffering and of death, a land where they were sentenced to suffer because of their sin, a land that would claim their lives one by one until all had perished. To make this reality even worse, they had seen the promised land on the near horizon. They had seen the beautiful destination, and they had forsaken the blessing. Sin is that which exiles us from God. Sin is that which separates us from life. Sin is that which sends us into the wilderness of suffering and death. Sin. There is no escaping it, though we have tried. The Israelites tried to go into Canaan without God. All of their fears were realized, and they were left to wander in the wilderness. They were left to face suffering and death. Does this sound familiar? We also attempt to conquer sin by our own merits and strengths, and we too fail and find ourselves lost and even wandering. Sin forbids our entrance into the land flowing with milk and with honey. The promised land where the Lord provides is a place where the Hebrews would live in houses they did not build, and eat from vineyards and orchards they did not plant. The land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey, where there is no lack. It is a land of plenty and a land of perfection, the promised land. This land is not only where the Lord provides abundantly, but also a place where the Lord dwells with his people. This promised land of the Lord's provision and presence for Israel points us to another promised land. Canaan reminds us of another place of plenty and a place of perfection, the new creation. The Lord has promised that there will be a new heaven and a new earth, for the old will pass away. Truly, there is no want or lack in the heavenly courts. Truly, it is the place where the Lord dwells with his people, and his people live in his presence in heavenly mansions, which have been prepared. But there is sin. There is the wilderness. How does one exit the land of suffering and death and enter into the land of life and of joy? The journey out of the wilderness must go through the waters. For the people of Israel, the way was through the Jordan River. It is not a journey upon which they embark alone. It is not a journey they take up to make themselves acceptable to God. It is not a journey they plan out, that they work out, or that they carry out. This is a journey that is brought about by God. This journey begins with the Lord preparing the way. The Ark of the Covenant, the dwelling place of the Lord with his people, leads the way. And when the feet of those carrying this holy ark touches the waters of the Jordan, the waters part and the path stands dry and wide before the people. The Lord prepares the way. The Lord leads the way. The presence of the Lord goes before Joshua and the people. The exile is over. They have journeyed from the wilderness into the land of promise. They have returned. So also has the Lord, our God, our Savior Jesus Christ, gone before us. Jesus goes down into the waters of the Jordan to be baptized by John, the sinless one from God, he who needs no cleansing. But we do. Such a command to consecrate yourselves is the work which God brings about for us. He does the work of consecrating by making us holy in the waters of baptism. By his baptism, our sins are taken upon and placed upon this Holy One of God. And in an act of complete reversal, Jesus takes our sins, not into the promised land, but rather back into the wilderness. He goes through the waters into the wilderness, carrying our sins back to Satan. And because Christ carries our sins, we no longer do. The wilderness of sin, the place of suffering and death, is no longer our dwelling place. The path has been cleared of obstacles, and the journey lies ahead. The way to the promised land is open before us. But it is still through the waters. Now those waters have been cleansed and purified, so that our baptism by these waters will grant forgiveness and life and salvation. These waters, combined with the word and promise of God, make us the children of God. We have been renewed and restored to his presence. We have passed through the wilderness and through the waters into the promised land of everlasting life. Thus, the journey from the wilderness to the promised land is not one we embark on alone, not one that we plan out, not one that we work out, not even one that we carry out. It is the journey of Christ, who first made the way and prepared the way. He has gone through the waters to prepare them for our baptism into the kingdom. And he has now gone ahead of us. He has gone to prepare a place that we have not built with our own hands, and a great feast that we have no part in preparing. He has gone to prepare this feast which has no end. It is all the Lord's preparing. He has gone to the right hand of the Father to prepare a place for us. that we might go to be with him, that where he is, we may be also. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.